So you've saved for decades, you've built up your wealth, and are finally approaching or have reached retirement. But here's what you need to know. The average retiree makes five critical mistakes that could cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars and possibly even prevent them from making their money last throughout retirement. Today, we're exposing these wealth decision errors and reveal exactly how an experienced fiduciary advisor can help you avoid these common mistakes. So stay tuned, because mistake number three alone has derailed more retirees than any other. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, welcome back to the Wealth Decisions Podcast, where smart money meets smart choices. I'm your host, Brian Muller, the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. And I believe every day we have the opportunity to make better decisions around our money and our life. And my goal is to help you do just that. Whether your goal is financial freedom, retiring early, creating a richer life, or becoming a more successful investor, this podcast is just for you. Today, we're diving into the five most dangerous mistakes I think a lot of retirees make with their money. And more importantly, how working with the right advisor can help save you from some of these retirement mistakes. Warren Buffett once said, "Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing." And unfortunately, many retirees are not shifting their mindset and strategy in the most critical phase of their financial life. So let's start with mistake number one: thinking they need to beat the S&P 500. When you look at the performance of the S&P, it's been phenomenal, especially over the last 15 years. But a lot of people get obsessed with trying to beat the S&P. I see this constantly, retirees who are fixated on beating the market every single year. But here's the reality check you need to know. Retirement isn't about winning the investment Olympics. It's about creating a sustainable income that lasts 30 plus years. When you're 35 and investing, sure, chase those market-beating returns. Invest in the S&P 500. But at 65 or 60 or 58, your priority shifts from accumulation to preservation and distribution. The story many retirees tell themselves is that they need to be kind of investment heroes. And the truth is, a well-diversified portfolio returning 6 to 7% annually will serve you far better than swinging for the fences. When you're retired and taking an income from your portfolio, you can't have that portfolio all in stocks or all in one index fund. You're better off being in a diversified portfolio with less volatility. When you're taking an income stream from your portfolio, you cannot stand those types of swings. And here's where a good financial advisor becomes invaluable. They'll help you understand that your new scorecard isn't beating an index. It's maintaining your lifestyle without running out of money. They're going to help you construct a portfolio that's focused on income generation, capital preservation, and measured growth that aligns with your actual retirement needs, and maybe not this ego that you have of trying to beat the market. I've said this in past episodes, but the S&P is not the market. A better representation of the total market is the Vanguard Total Market Index, for instance. This covers over 4,000 stocks, small cap, mid cap, and large cap. The S&P 500 is a market capitalized index. That means that the bigger companies get more of the weight. In fact, when you look at the S&P 500, most of the index is from the top 50 companies. So you're very concentrated. That's why the performance has been so great, because these big companies continue to do really, really well. But there's a big risk of having all of your money just in the S&P 500. Coming up next, I'm going to reveal the investment approach that worked for 30 years, but could destroy your retirement in just 5 years. Plus, the withdrawal rate that seems kind of reasonable, but has a 90% failure rate over 3 decades. So don't go anywhere. Mistake number two is investing the same way they did before retirement. I call this the muscle memory trap. Continue to invest the same way you did during your accumulation years. This is like trying to win a marathon using the same strategy you used for a 100-meter sprint. During, you know, your working years, you had time on your side. Market volatility was actually your friend because you were buying more shares when prices dropped and buying less shares when markets were higher. But in retirement, the sequence of returns is a risk that becomes your biggest enemy. And if the market drops 30%, for instance, in your first few retirement years, while you're withdrawing money, you could do a lot of damage to your portfolio's ability to recover. Jack Bogle, founder of Vanguard, wisely noted that time is your friend. Impulse is your enemy. But in retirement, we need to modify this wisdom. Consistency becomes your friend, and major portfolio swings become your enemy. A good financial advisor is going to restructure your investment approach for this new phase. They might recommend a more conservative allocation that's designed for taking an income. They'll probably focus on some dividend-focused strategies to create that income. That so no matter what is going on in the stock market, whether the market's flat or down, you're getting some dividend income to help give you a paycheck in retirement. Investing in retirement is much different than investing for retirement. Mistake number three is taking unsustainable withdrawals over 6%. And this is a big one. This is the retirement killer that destroys more financial futures than any other single error. I meet retirees all the time who think, I've got $1 million, I can easily withdraw $70,000 or $80,000 per year. They think to themselves, that's only 7 to 8%. This type of thinking is financially catastrophic. The historical data is crystal clear. Withdrawal rates above 6% have over a 90% failure rate over a 30-year retirement. Legendary financial planner William Bengen's research established the 4% rule for good reason. Even 5% withdrawal rates have shown concerning failure rates during challenging market environments. You have to respect the math of sustainable withdrawals. And here's where an experienced advisor becomes absolutely crucial. They're going to run Monte Carlo simulations on your specific situation in your financial plan. And they're going to account for your age, your health, taxes, spending patterns, and your risk tolerance. They're going to show you exactly what withdrawal rate your portfolio can sustain and still keep your portfolio and your financial plan in a confident zone, which is typically 80 to 90%. More importantly, they're going to implement what I call the flexible withdrawal framework. They may adjust your distributions based upon market performance and portfolio values to maximize your longevity while maintaining your lifestyle. Still ahead, the one planning mistake that catches even the smartest retirees off guard, and the tax strategy that could save you six figures over your retirement. So we're just getting started. So mistake number four is not stress testing your financial plan. Most retirees have some kind of basic plan. They know roughly how much they've saved and have a general idea of their expenses. But a lot of retirees don't factor in taxes. They don't factor in inflation and the fact that if they need $6,000 today, they're going to need $9,000 15 years from now to have the same lifestyle. But most retirees have never really subjected their plan to some type of real world stress testing. You know, what happens if inflation spikes to 8% for 3 years? What if healthcare costs double? What if you need long-term care? What if we experience another 2008 style market crash in your third year of retirement? Most retirees have no idea how their plan would hold up under these types of scenarios, and that can be financially dangerous. Now, I'm not predicting that we're going to have another market crash, but we will have bear markets. We will have difficult times. The stock market just doesn't go up. Sometimes it goes sideways. Sometimes we go into a bear market where we have two back-to-back years of negative performance. That's what markets do, and they will do it again. This is where a qualified financial advisor becomes your stress testing partner. They're going to run different scenario analysis, modeling different economic environments, market conditions, and even what-if scenarios of your personal circumstance. What if you increased the amount you needed each month? What if you spent more on travel? What if you had a long-term care need later in retirement? They're going to show you not just your best case scenario, but also your worst case and most likely scenarios. A good advisor will implement what I call Plan B protection. They're going to have backup strategies that kick in if your primary plan has trouble. This might include, you know, reducing expenses, adjusting your asset allocation, maybe considering some part-time work for a period of time in your first part of retirement, or modifying your withdrawal strategy. Remember, hope is not a financial strategy, but preparation is. So let's move on to mistake number 5, not having a Roth conversion strategy. This can be very expensive, especially later in retirement. If you don't implement some type of strategic Roth conversion plan, this can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in unnecessary taxes later in retirement and possibly force you into a higher tax bracket. Here's what most people miss. Those early retirement years, particularly between age 62 and your required minimum distribution age, which is currently at age 73, often represent the lowest tax bracket years you'll have for the rest of your life. If you're living off Social Security and savings, you might find yourself in the 12% or 22% tax bracket, much lower than the 32% or higher tax bracket you might face once RMDs kick in. Tax expert Ed Slott frequently said, the IRS has been your partner all these years. Now they want to be your senior partner, and they will be, unless you take some type of proactive steps. A good advisor will help you develop a multi-year Roth conversion strategy if it makes sense for your particular situation. They're going to help you convert your traditional IRA and 401k funds to Roth accounts during these lower tax years. And they'll help you calculate exactly how much to convert each year to maximize your tax efficiency while staying within, you know, favorable tax brackets. This strategy becomes even more powerful when you consider legacy planning. Roth accounts don't have required minimum distributions during your lifetime, and they pass to heirs tax-free. It's what I call the tax freedom bridge, moving money from tax-deferred to tax-free status while the toll is the cheapest. When it comes to inheritance planning or leaving a legacy, the worst thing that you can leave behind is a 401k or an IRA, because your heirs are going to have to take out the entire balance over 10 years. They can spread that out, but that potentially could bump them up to the next tax bracket. So before we dive into some action steps, let me share 3 powerful wealth decision principles from today's episode. First, the retirement game changes at halftime, and so should your playbook. Your accumulation strategy must evolve into a distribution strategy, or you're going to lose the game in the fourth quarter. Number 2, withdrawal rates are like speedometers. Ignore them at your own peril. The faster you withdraw, the more you withdraw, the shorter your journey becomes. And third, today's tax savings creates tomorrow's tax freedom. You need to be strategic with Roth conversions, which can turn temporary low tax brackets into permanent tax advantage. Now let's turn today's insights into action. Here are some specific next steps. First, audit your current investment allocation. If you're still invested like you're 40, when you're 58 or 60 or 65, it's time for a rebalancing conversation with a qualified advisor. Don't delay this. The sequence of returns risk doesn't wait for convenient timing. Second, calculate your current withdrawal rate if you're currently retired. Take your annual spending and divide that by your portfolio value. If it's above 5%, you need immediate intervention. If it's above 6%, consider this kind of a financial emergency. Third, stress test your plan. Find an advisor who uses comprehensive planning software and can show you how your plan performs under various economic scenarios. Don't accept, a surface level analysis. Fourth, evaluate your Roth conversion opportunity. If you're in early retirement or between jobs, you might be in the lowest tax bracket you'll see for decades. This could be worth six figures in tax savings over your lifetime. And fifth, recognize that retirement planning isn't a do-it-yourself project for most people. I think the stakes are too high and the mistakes are too costly. Always remember, retirement should be the reward for decades of hard work and smart saving. Don't let these five mistakes steal your financial security and peace of mind. Every day we have the opportunity to make better decisions around our money and our life, and today's decisions about these five areas could be the most important financial choices you make. So that's it for today's episode, Five Retiree Mistakes and How an Advisor Can Help. Would love if you ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, Seven Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. In the book, you're going to learn how to first adopt a health conscious mindset. You're going to learn how to avoid some of the common mistakes when trying to create permanent change in your life, health, and wealth habits. You're going to learn how to overcome some of your money and health blocks that are preventing you from reaching your health or financial goals. You're going to learn how to create more meaning in your life. And you're also going to be able to build a stronger identity and belief in yourself. Make change easy at first so that you don't resist making positive, lasting change. You're also going to learn how to set up your environment to give you the best chance to succeed. But probably one of the most important things in the book is identifying and finding your why behind your why. That is what will keep you inspired long term. So if you'd like to order a copy of my book, it's coming out in August, you can go to momentouswealthadvisors.com/book, and you can also read about what some other self-development authors and life coaches and people in the industry are saying about the book. And if you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, there'll be a link in the description of this podcast. And during a discovery call, I'll take some time to get to know you, find out what's truly important to you, gather some information to see how I might be able to help you reach your long-term financial goals, as well as some of your life goals. So thanks for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend. Like, follow it, share it on social media. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond, so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening and have a great day.